I'm Jeff in the Morning, and now welcoming in Merrill Mayor Steve Haas to the studio this morning. Steve, Mr. Mayor, nice to meet you here, and thanks for coming to the Big Q today.
Yeah, nice meeting you. Glad to be here.
Saw you in the Merrill Parade. I said, hey, Steve, why don't you stop by and see us sometime at the radio station? And then on Monday, there was a message that you called and said, yeah, I'll take you up on that invitation. I appreciate that, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I always like being on the radio, getting the public involved.
So. Absolutely, absolutely. Good to know what's going on firsthand from the guy at the top, where the buck stops, right?
Yeah.
Steve, just a little something here. I grew up in Appleton, and I moved up north in 1987. My goal was always to get out of the city and get up north to Vilas County. I got as far as Lincoln County and Merrill, and I had a truck driving job at the time. I still go by the old farmhouse out on Q where I used to live in the upstairs. I think it's a daycare and stuff in there now, but that's my introduction to Merrill.
Okay.
I didn't know anybody in town when I first got there, and I thought, okay, I'm going to become a bartender at the most popular place in town. So I was behind the bar at Lesson Jim's for about a year or so.
Sure.
I just wanted to try to meet some folks in the Merrill area, get acquainted, and that didn't work out too well for me, but anyway, that's another story for another day. But anyway, I really fell in love with Merrill at that time. Here's the reason why. I've always been a guy that enjoys spending time in a park. Park City, nowhere better. And so I thought, boy, there's a reason that I'm here in this town. I really like this here a lot. I'm close to up north. I'm still close to family back down in the Fox Valley area. And I'm thinking, this is the perfect place to be, right in Merrill. Why is Merrill special to you?
I was born and raised in Merrill. My dad was a fireman up there for a lot of years, 28 okay. years. It means a lot to me just because it is my hometown and I just love it and I like to see it keep growing, but yet the people are still, they're regular people.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when you see them. People are friendly. It's just great, great community.
Get up in the morning, do an honest date, come home and take care of the family, do it all over again tomorrow.
That's right.
That's pretty much a lot about what Merrill's all about.
Yeah.
As far as the parks go, now that Park and Recreation Department, I'm thinking, must be busy, 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 because everywhere you turn, there's a beautiful park. And I think one of the most iconic parts of Merrill, Stephen, you can tell me if there's a different one. The corner right by the library and the middle school there,
mm-hmm.
that corner with the parks on both sides, that classic three-arch bridge right there,
yep.
I think that's the most iconic part of Merrill, that and the courthouse, of course. But yep. when I think of Merrill, those are the two things I think of.
Yep, yep. And the Riverbend Trail down is kind of taken, I don't want to say taking over, but the Egger Pavilions down there off the Riverbend Trail.
Yep.
A lot of people are renting that park or... And it's, they do a great job keeping our parks up. For the short staff that we do have, it's summer help. We depend on those people
yeah.
coming in. You
mm-hmm.
know,
the Riverbend Trail, that's another one of the jewels in Merrill's yep. crown, I think. Boy, all along the river there, almost all the way through town, you can get one end or the other,
yep.
either walking or biking, and there's so much to see on the way.
There is, yep. And now you can see the progress of the... There's a 22-unit apartment building being built, and there's going to be two more buildings down there on the east end. So it's going to be really nice. You'll be able to look out your balcony at the trail, at the river down there. So it's great.
Is that trend going to continue? Because there is a shortage of housing all throughout Lincoln County. Up here in Tomahawk, I know there's a big unit that they're talking about getting built
yep.
here. I've seen a lot of beautiful new units happening in the Merrill area as well on the outskirts of town. Is that trend going to continue? Do you see that continuing on?
Yeah, we've been averaging for the last 5-6 years about 14 new housing, single family houses being built a year. And then apartment buildings being built. Swiderski's have added, I think, 72 units in Merrill in the last couple years.
And are those all the units that are out by the Mark?
Nope. So it's a different company that built
okay.
those.
Okay.
Swiderski's kind of on the west side, out by the old Schultz Wrecking.
Okay. Yep. I understand.
Yep.
I know where those are too now.
Yep.
Yeah. I've seen those all going up, right? And they're still going, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
yep.
what I thought. So that is definitely a thing that people should look at if they're looking to relocate somewhere. The first thing is, where are we going to live? Merrill is growing, and there's going to
yep.
be more room for more.
Yep, and they're actually building duplexes up on by the hospital right now, too. So
You were just reelected to mayor.
Yes.
What made you decide to run for mayor in the first place? As a local boy growing up, and what was it that all of a sudden, okay, I've had enough now. I'm going to have to, I want to get my 2 cents worth. And what was it that made you decide to run for mayor in the first place?
I was involved in the city council for 13 years prior to running for mayor. I took some time off in 2014 to help my parents at the time, and got back into it in 2018, and the opportunity came to run for mayor in 22, so I jumped on it.
So you must have felt great being reelected.
Yep. That's the best feeling in the world.
Oh, I bet. It's got to be such a nervous thing to be watching those returns come in and think, okay, you knew where you're going to work when those election results came in, and I can see you're smiling ear to ear.
It's truly a privilege to be the mayor of the city of Merrill. I lived there my whole life. I never moved away. I got a good grasp on the community. I've got good team at City Hall and a great council. So we all work together.
Since you were first elected mayor, Steve, what are some of your proudest moments as the mayor of Merrill?
One of the proudest, and this might sound a little weird, but I got to be the MC for the Army band came to Merrill, and they played with the city band, and I got to introduce all the songs during when they played together. It was just a great feeling. Going to all the ribbon cuttings that the chamber puts on, it's just a great feeling to be involved in that and to know, hey, I had some part of this. This makes me feel good.
And it really sounds like you're very sincere in how much you love doing this job.
Oh, yeah. My wife, she's a little skeptical. She was a little skeptical at first because we were kind of homebodies before, and she was just, geez, now we're going out all the time. We're doing this, we're doing that. So,
but hopefully you're being received well everywhere you go.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Good. That makes it a lot easier, especially if date night coincides with something you have to do officially.
Steve,
there's so much going on in Merrill right now, too. Gazebo Nights and at Normal Park, that happens every Thursday. So here in Tomahawk, we have our Wednesday Music on the River, which has been kind of snake-bitten here because of weather and other situations here. Normal Park last week, the Cougars were there, right?
The Dweebs.
The Dweebs were there. Yeah, the Cougars were the first week.
Yeah.
And have you been outside, been able to be outside both times?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So still going on Thursday nights.
Yep.
Who's
going
to be there? Do you know who's going to be there this Thursday night? I'm putting you on the spot.
You put
I apologize.
Me on the spot. Yeah.
Thursday night, Normal Park's going to be the place to be. Gazebo Nights is what it's called here. And we'll let you know here on the Big Q who's coming up on Thursday night. Promise you that.
I'm a sponsor of the last one when we have Red Higgins coming night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Red's coming to the very last show of the season.
Yeah.
Is going to be his first time?
Yeah. Gazebo Nights.
Gazebo
Nights?
Yes. Okay. Got it. Boy, folks in this area know who Red Higgins is, especially he's not going to do Christmas tunes out there, is he?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good. 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 Because a lot of us know him for his Christmas music.
Yeah.
Some of the other big parts about being in Merrill, the fair is coming August 5th through the 9th at the festival grounds in Merrill.
Fairgrounds.
That's right. Okay. I don't know why I keep getting that mixed up, but. The fair is coming up in August. It's one of my favorite nights out, all the different food stands especially. What does the fair mean to Merrill every year?
I think the fair is just an iconic event in the city. Everybody looks forward to it. We got the glam band coming this year.
That's going to be a packed house that
it
night.
Is.
They
it
were
is.
At they were at Gazebo Nights a few years
ago. Yep.
And it was overflowing.
It was, Yeah, we didn't know how we were going to handle the parking down there that for the glam band, but it all worked out. So.
There's a lot more parking at the fairgrounds.
There is.
Okay,
there
so that shouldn't be an issue, but it's still going to be a packed house.
It is, yep. Hopefully we got good weather. I'm counting on you to help us out with that.
We're going to do our best with that as well. And, the other, my favorite fair thing is the cheese curds. You don't get better cheese curds in the state of Wisconsin than you do at the Lincoln County Fair.
I agree.
A lot of good cheese curds in that town, Steve.
Yeah.
In the outskirts, too.
Yeah.
I've got to discover many of them. Oh, and I know it's outside of town, but Schultz's Country Inn shutting down.
Yeah.
Over your time in Merrill, you must have been out there more than once for a fish fry. What a fantastic family. What a great location. And what an iconic thing. everything the Merrill area has out there. And so I wish those folks well in their new endeavors.
Yep.
And I also wish the folks retiring a very happy retirement and a lot of rest, because they've worked awful hard for over 50 years.
They put a lot of time and effort into that place. Yep.
There's so much going on. Another thing going on, Labor Day Parade coming up. And I haven't been to the parade yet, but I usually go to the car show that's at the fairgrounds afterwards.
Yep.
Fantastic car show, Steve.
Yep. The Lions Club does a great job with that.
And the winner, now you're going to have to help me out here, the winner of the 250th celebration in the United States, what is that contest about, and what are we looking for on that?
The city of Merrill put out a flyer earlier in the summer, and we asked people to decorate their houses to celebrate the 250th birthday of America. So red, white, and blue, anything.
Okay.
So we asked people to register. We kind of do that at Christmas time with the lights, Christmas lights decorations.
Yep.
We usually take a bus tour. This time we're just going to have the places that register their houses online and businesses online. And then people can drive around and vote for these people. And then we'll give them a prize.
Like you say, just like at Christmas time.
Yep. Yep.
Same kind of theme. Real quick, we're running out of time here. VFW pinup contest. I don't ever want to short shift the VFW. and speaking of the veterans organizations, did you get a chance to go out to the lodge a couple weeks back when they had their picnic?
Yes, I did. Yep.
I was just blown away at the response of that. And so when you asked the Merrill, the community to step up to support the veterans, boy, did they come out and support the veterans.
They do. They do. It's great. Yep.
You must have been the proudest man in town that
day. I am. Yep.
So what's the pinup contest about?
They decided to do this year. This is the first time where this is happening up in Merrill. So they're having a pinup contest where people can dress, back and back when.
We're talking the females, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now I
you
know what pinups
are. Doing this
no,
year,
nobody so. Wants to see us pinned up. No, that's a fact. Yeah. But so this kind of harkens back to the days when they were serving their country back in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam days.
Yep, and I thought it'd be a great time to do our contest at the same time, give our prize out too. So,
and I would assume that if you get in contact with the VFW in Merrill, you can get more information on that as well.
Yep, Corey Dornbrock down there. Yep.
Got it. City band concerts on Wednesday night. Those are at Normal Park as well. Those happen at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, and then again Gazebo Nights on Thursday night. So two nights of live music. That Merrill. How long has the Merrill band been around? They've been around for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, long time. They used to come up to Tomahawk and march in the parade. Mm-hmm. I remember coming up as a kid for that. And
Steve, there's so much going on. We're not going to get into any political stuff here. We can maybe talk about that another time. But I just want you to know the door is open here at the Big Q. Anytime you want to come and talk about your hometown and the town that you sound like you don't have to work for a living anymore, because they say that if you enjoy what you're doing, you never work a day in your life.
That's right.
With all the smiles here this morning, you must really enjoy your job as mayor.
I do. It's great. Like I said, I got a great, all the employees are great in the city of Merrill. Yeah, they make my job easy. They make me look good. That's what it's all about. So.
I just love the town. I'm in the town of Merrill, a little north, but I love coming to town. I like driving through town. I purposely go all the way through town instead of taking some of the shortcuts, just because I like to see what's going on. I like to look at a good park, and the parks are maintained so well in Merrill, too. You never see anything out of order in any of the parks there, too. So hats off to the Parks and Rec Department for making Park City one of the jewels of Lincoln County's crown.
Well, thank you very much. I'll pass that along.
Steve, you come back and see us anytime you want, and we're very happy to host you here. If there's something going on in Merrill, we want to make sure that we help get the word out about what's happening in Merrill, good, bad, or otherwise, okay?
Sounds great. Appreciate
Steve, it was really great to meet you here this morning, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.